This is a double-barreled question directed at both George and Paul, who are the two remaining...
We're not getting married now.
Okay.
Who are direct... That's all I wanted to know. You're both the only bachelors, and you're not going to give us any indication of what your matrimonial plans might be.
In fact, soon we're going to just get an answering service for press conferences for that question.
Thank you very much.
We're both queer anyway, you know. Write that one in your magazines.
Your vacation here in Los Angeles was a success, even though you didn't have very much privacy.
Yeah.
You had a chance to relax. What was your...
We did have a lot of privacy.
What was your most enjoyable part of your vacation?
Pardon?
What was the most enjoyable part of your vacation?
Just laying around.
Yeah.
I think.
Visiting
Elvis.
Since your tours over here are so successful, why is it you only move once a year?
Because they wouldn't be successful if we're going too often.
Will you go to Germany eventually?
Pardon?
Will you go to Germany eventually? We don't know that. Brian decides where we go.
It's a big market. It's worth going to, but it's the time.
Well, may I direct this question towards Paul and John? I understand you're...
Right, Dave.
I understand you're Dylan fans.
We all are.
Are you?
We all are.
You're all
even
George and Ringo.
Even George and Ringo. Even the non-musical member of the group.
You don't plan on... I don't want to correct Ringo, but you'll be back from San Francisco at the time the Dylan concert
will be on. We're playing the same night. We play the same night that he's here.
And we leave on Wednesday for England.
And we saw him in Britain, you know, and it was good, but we're not going to flog him.
Did any of you help Mr. Epstein write his book?
Pardon?
Did any of you help Mr. Epstein
write his
book?
No.
No, he needed it.
No,
we couldn't.
A couple of the tunes in the in Help sounded as if the sound might be changing just a little, getting even more sort of traditionally blues-oriented. Maybe this is just an opinion.
No,
do you feel that there's any change
in
the sound?
We try and change every record. You know, we've tried to change from the first record we've made. And if you progress musically, then you naturally change.
If you play our early records and the late, even though we haven't made all that many, there's a lot of difference, you know.
We're not trying to do it consciously, you know,
particularly.
Even recording technique, if you improve that slightly, your sound changes, basically.
Ringo, I understand that the record album Help has four different numbers in the English version than in the United States version. Is this true?
Yes,
and if so, why?
Yeah.
We're
in capital
now. The English
now.
Album has 14 tracks, and they're all our numbers. And on the American one, I don't know how many tracks there are, but then you've got some.
There's seven of ours. It's real capital issue, all sort of mad stuff. You know, it's nothing to do with us. We make 14 tracks to be put out, but they keep a couple and stick them out later.
It's a drag because, you know, the album, we make an album to be like an album and to be
a
complete thing. And we send it over here. No offense, Capital, but send it over here. And they put the soundtrack on. And if so, you know, if someone's going to buy one of our records, I think they want to hear us and not soundtrack.
They even changed the photograph off the front and put something daft on.
Yeah. Either that or they should make it all
we'll
sound.
The Capital would like to come round after. We'll settle it.
We'll see you.
John and Paul, you recently produced a record by The Silky.
Yes, yes.
Do you plan to do a lot of A&R work, or is this just a one-time thing?
No, we just wanted to do it, you know. And it was a song that we'd written. And we'd been off a week, we had nothing to do. We had
nothing to do, and so we asked if we could do it with them.
Do you think he'll do any more?
Yes. Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, thank you. John, did you know that four girls have been circling above your home in a helicopter?
I heard about two girls that have been in a helicopter.
What?
But that's all.
It was four.
Four?
Yeah.
Four were they driving it?
We were in bed at the time.
What do you think of the groupies or the girls that make a business of chasing groups?
I think it's terrible.
Do any of you go to church?
No.
No.
Not lately.
This time, because Brian wanted to see Mexico.
Yes, we nearly went.
We saw the places our manager wants to see. He takes his camera and, you know.
What,
we'll probably be going there soon, eh, Brian?
What's your program for the next few months, say, for the next three or four months?
like concerts or...
Depends
or
on what Mr. Epstein wants to see.
Does he know?
We have a month off for probably back, and it'll most probably just be TV and records and...
TV and bull rings and things like that. He likes that sort of stuff.
There have been some quotes on some radio stations in which you put down the movie magazines. You said that the things that they are saying are unfair, like Ringo always waves, and some movie magazine said that he did not wave, and television proved it. My question is, do you feel that, number one, there is a difference between the treatment that you have received by movie magazines and all other magazines and teenage magazines specifically?
Well, the teen ones and the movie ones are written by people that never leave the office, and they just make it all up, you know, and it's a lot of rubbish. But there's nothing we can do about it because the libel laws are so peculiar over here. Well, no, yeah, movie but magazines were talking about it, the same kind of thing. You know?
But the thing is that teen magazines, like 16 magazine, well, even though the stuff they write is still rubbish. It's not as bad as the movie mags, but it's still rubbish.
But there's some great magazines, you know, and some crummy ones, like Anywhere. But there's just a few more crummy ones over here, I think. I mean, you know, you've got to admit it. If someone puts in, you know, is Richard Burton dying?
I've just read about him leaving the group.
He's leaving the group, definitely. And I mean, definitely married
one. What can you do about
one.
That? You know, you can't sue him here. What can you do?
It's
and
fun
you can't
to read.
Bring
you know?
Him up and say, I'm not leaving the group. Where did you get this from? Because then they get big publicity out of it. So you're just going to leave it. But we just keep telling everybody that they're lousy and hoping the kids will gradually cotton on. You know, just buy them for the photographs and don't believe all the rubbish.
The thing is, if you read them like fiction instead of fact, it's much better, you know.
But you get all these letters and are you really leaving? Or is Paul married? And have you got 12 wives and all that stuff? You know?
I love them,
and
though.
And it's worrying.
It's nice to read I've got 12 wives.
John and Paul, in creation of a Beatles song, between inception and actual creation of the product, what's the process and how long does it take?
It varies.
It's just sitting down and working it out, you know. It can take days or it can just take a couple of hours. Depends on how easy it is. Sir.
Paul?
Yeah?
How much of your personal life do you feel you have a right to keep private? Do you believe in being dishonest with your public to do so?
What was the last? Didn't hear the last bit.
I'm sorry. How much of your personal life do you feel you have a right to keep private? And do you believe in being dishonest with the public to do so?
Dishonest? I don't know, really.